Is to lash it all on together. Excess is definitely best, so have a little bit of fun with it. Then we're going to go away from that to flower power, which I'm kind of trying to get my head around, but you'll see it when you see the girls come out here. They look absolutely incredible, and it is kind of, we see florals every single season, every single summer even, and this time around it's about mixing those up and not being afraid to wear floral head to toe. Anyone brave enough to go floral head to toe? Yes. Maybe yes, you will be after you see these looks. Really giant floral motifs to really teeny little posy prints and everything in between. I hope you enjoy this show. I'll be back with you very shortly.
Guys, I've been recording our conversation basically. Basically, Alice, my friend, is here taking photographs of me. But I thought it would be nice to actually record this audio boo. We'll record what's happening on in the catwalk show, hence why I forgot. And I've been talking about Alice's great photographs, and you'll see them on the blog, fashionlove.com.
First time ever. Theoutlet.com have got a physical presence out here, and you can shop the show, which is kind of cool. So yeah, make sure to have a little notebook or just clock them up here. So let's move on to our next two trends. The first of which is lace embrace. Lace, good work, you're ahead of the posse. Lace, I guess, this is kind of a continuation from this time last year, except that last time we saw very delicate fabrics, really feminine, soft, floaty pieces, and this time it's much bolder and brighter. So Chris Kane did neon lace, which was kind of cool, and he always loves a bit of neon lace, but it's all about brights, bold colours, mixing of those fabrics and textures. Don't be afraid to kind of lash it all in together, and don't think that lace is just reserved for nighttime. A great little lace pencil skirt with a t-shirt or a shirt from work is absolutely gorgeous, or a tuxedo with a little flash of a delicate lace top is perfect for evening time. So mix it and match it as you wish. Then we go full circle away from lace and romanticism into good sport. Now, anyone who is keeping an eye on street style blogs over the course of London Fashion Week, do we have any street style fans? A couple of nodding people, yes. So London is pretty much the best place in the world for street style spotting, particularly over the course of Fashion Week. And this season, there was a notable number of fashion editors and stylists and fashionistas in general who were wearing runners. Neon runners, Nikes, runners all over the shop. And it looked quite cool. And varsity jackets draped over the shoulder, all very wearable, easy, comfortable, which are not necessarily attributes we associate with the styles that we choose all the time. So you can wear your trainers without any judgment. And then there's lots of other great styles that you can look towards. And really the key to this particular trend is a very literal sports references. So great oversized, exaggerated silhouettes, American football jerseys, old vintage basketball tops. You can kind of play around with it and get something that's maybe a little bit personal as well. The designers really that you want to reference here, if you're a little bit stuck with this, are Alexander Wang and our very own Peter Pilotto, who've done Go Faster Stripes, which you're really going to like and see in this particular show. Then, do we have anyone who's a fan of Lily Allen? Ish. I kind of felt the same, except I saw her on the front cover of this Elle magazine and she looks unbelievable. She's back with a bang and I kind of realised that I missed her now that she's back. A couple of people nodding in agreement. She's done a really beautiful and exclusive behind the scenes video for us. So take a look at that, enjoy the show, and I'll see you in a second. That they look pretty hot. The makeup was done by Maybelline New York. Not a tough job with those faces, but all the same, they've been toiling away all day. We've got lingerie, sponsored by Triumph. Some of what you saw, some of it you didn't, but all of it is fantastic. Then we've got a special thank you to British fashion royalty, Yasmin Laban, who was in here this morning giving a modelling masterclass to all of our girls so that they're in tip-top shape and working it like pros. Then Vodafone, without whom none of this would really be possible, and theoutnet.com for providing all of our wonderful clothes. Can we have a little cheer for them? Yes. So, guys, thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you feel inspired and that you can leave the rain behind and feel positive about going into spring summer sooner rather than later. Keep your bums on the seats. There's a big finale. Get a bit raucous, get a bit loud. I've been Angela Stanley. You guys have been wonderful. Good night. Thank you.